Okay. Let's just fucking do it. Record the shit.
Fuck it. Let's do
it.
I'm
in my Tesla that I bought with all of your Patreon money.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, shit. Are we
I'm
rolling?
In a bulletproof golf cart that I bought secondhand from the Vatican.
do you think that Teslas are outfitted with like the mad guy in a truck camera already?
It does have like, a little tablet inside there. I would imagine it just like has a webcam still in it and you could just start streaming.
Yeah, that would rule.
It's like Alexa. You just hit a little button and you're like, Pickle Rick, please start recording dash cam footage.
There is
okay,
an option.
Marty.
There is an option in the Tesla to like change, because there's like, it makes little sounds when you turn on your turn signal and stuff, and you can change them to be like fart sounds.
Yeah,
because it's all just done through a computer.
Because
and Elon Musk is epic.
Because you're clearly a child.
Oh my god! Yeah, you imagine you get into some nerd's fucking Tesla, and he's like, "I don't know the directions to the spot," and you're like, "Oh, here, just plug this address into your GPS," and then Rick Sanchez's voice is like, "Turn left, Morty. You're gonna fuck this up, Morty."
And then every time he turns on his turn signal, it's like,
"I barely have to imagine."
I
love this guy. I started off hating this hypothetical dude, but now I love him.
But he's just looking at you like, pretty cool, right?
With that expected look. Like when someone shows you a movie they really like, yeah, and they're watching you more than the movie, like clutching the edge of the fucking couch.
See, I always...
That's this guy. And you're like, could you please put your eyes back on the road?
I always have that shit with like fucking YouTube videos. It's like, I found this YouTube video hilarious. I can't wait to show it to my friend and watch them just be stone-faced silence because we don't have the exact the same combination of neurons in our brains to find the same thing funny.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, I don't know why, but like the wide Putin meme was not that funny to me 4 months ago when it was first popular. But in the last few days, all I can think about is wide Putin.
I don't know if I saw wide Putin. What is this meme?
It's a great meme.
He basically looks like
him walking. Is it like the...
He basically looks like a Minecraft character.
It looks like that Kanye and Lil Pump, Pump song where they're like all wide.
You're such a fucking hoe.
I love it.
They have like the wide suits. I love that.
It's got the fucking Wide Putin song. I don't know what the Wide Putin song is.
It's got a different song.
It's a classic song, though. It's called Putin. Song for Denise. I don't know
piano
why.
Piano tutorial?
By Piano Fantasia. It's a great song. It fucking bangs.
Yeah, there's like a little tutorial of how to play it. It's like apparently like
I have not heard about this at all.
Am I just not getting any of these references because like I just don't go online anymore?
Do you not go online anymore?
I've been pretty offline.
Mm-hmm. I've fallen down like a real bad YouTube hole. Like I feel like I spend way more time watching YouTube than I ever have before. So anything that can be inserted into a video is like a 3-second meme clip. I now have like unlimited like Gnostic knowledge of. Mm-hmm. I just touch it and I'm informed.
Especially because if you watch a couple like Wide Putin videos, you're gonna get 800 like Wide Putin, but it's B movie or something.
Yeah,
and then you watch that, and then it's like B movie, but it's the Magna Carta, and then you know just. There's an infinite variation of people making those.
Yeah, we theme, but it's Wide Putin walking.
I've really been enjoying those fucking, you know, how Facebook can infinite scroll. You hit one video and then it just takes you to video after video after video.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I've been really into the food ones lately. It's just like, oh, for some reason, this guy's cooking a steak in the woods.
Fuck yeah.
It's like, how did you get that steak? If you're living it, like hunter gathering society did not have the means to agriculturally cultivate cows.
Yeah, the real G's go out into the woods and they're like, I'm gonna shoot a pheasant with a slingshot now and then cook and eat the pheasant. And then when they cut into the middle of the pheasant, it's cake.
Oh no!
I've been owned.
Not cake.
Cake meme is basically like the Chuck Testa meme come back to life.
Oh yeah!
All of like the Reddit memes from 2006 that were like pretty cringe, like rage. I mean, you talk Todd, but you make so many rage comics now. Neo rage comics.
They're not rage comics.
Yeah, they
they're called Wojak. They are completely different.
If you have to be like, no, it's something else. It's Wojak's. I think it's a rage comic.
I feel like there's been a lot of very cringy things recently, but
the cycles of history.
That reminds me of the guy who lived off of in the forest for like 30 years.
Oh, the one who just like stole everything he had.
Yeah, yeah.
And like lived in the woods of where, like New Hampshire or something.
Oh, mm-hmm. Radagast from the Lord of the Rings.
No, isn't Radagast a beer? Anyway, we should talk about politics.
It's weird how they named that Lord of the Rings character after a beer.
Yeah, that's super fucked up. So weird.
It's very weird.
It's so weird how they named the country India after a pale ale. I just don't get it.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is BP Pletus. Thank you for listening. 102 episodes.
102 Dalmatians. This will be as good as that movie.
We're out of number related jokes for a long time, folks. Buckle up till 420 rolls around.
Right.
You ever think about how the 100 Dalmatians, the villains could have made more money if they were just sex trafficking children to like an island?
Yeah,
for billionaires. They could have made like, they were like, okay, we're going to make like maybe 20% on this Dalmatian investment. But they didn't realize they could have made like 500% on the whole like Epstein style.
Right.
Well, here's the thing about Cruella de Vil, right? She's got her fingers in a lot of pies, but this dog's thing is like her white whale. She even though it's not like a really noticeable source of income for her compared to other things, she just can't let it go, and she like devolves into this deep psychosis over trying to skin and wear these dogs.
Right. She's
you're saying she's doing it more for the clout.
Yeah.
What she has to do, yeah.
Well, it's like an internal compulsion. Okay. Her brain's always like, you need to skin and wear these dogs for the clout. I don't know. I'm running out of steam.
That's why Horace and Jasper suck so much out there at hanging out with. They're like, we don't normally hang out with dogs. We usually just put the kids in the cages.
That's right.
More speaking of absolutely vile, horrific things, Joe Biden cannot stop shooting himself in the foot.
Literally, his dementia is just so bad that he got a pistol. Nobody can get it away from him, and he's just removing digits one at a time.
They're considering just giving him a much bigger fake foot, so he'll shoot the end of that and think it's his foot. Wow, I can't feel anything in my foot, Jack. I got superpowers. Look at this. And then he kicks the wall, and he still manages to break a toe.
Was it this week that the guy shot himself in the balls?
Yeah, I saw that.
I think so.
From pointing the loaded gun?
Yeah, that fucking Facebook group where guys like prove they're not afraid to get shot by aiming a loaded gun at their junk.
And then putting their finger on the trigger.
And putting
that's like the one place that I would be most afraid to get shot.
Yeah, well, that's how you really prove
you can have my arms and legs.
Yeah.
You can have my stomach. I don't care.
Fuck my heart. I don't need it.
Yeah. Take my arms. I never use them. Take my lips. I want to lose
his fucking post in the group was like, it was like these gory, bloody pictures. And then at the top, it says, guys, I think I might have fucked up.
Maybe. Unclear. He goes to the hospital and the doctor's like, no, actually, you didn't fuck up at all. This is fine. And this happens sometimes for reasons unrelated to bullets.
He said, like, I thought I had two graze wounds, but it turns out it was an entry and an exit wound in my scrotum.
What if his balls just did that?
Thank God you came in, son. This is actually an extremely rare form of ball and blood cancer combined. And if you hadn't let off that round and missed yourself, you never would have found out, and you would have lost your balls and then your life.
He actually didn't fuck up.
Imagine you shoot yourself in the balls and you go to the hospital and you wake up and you're just surrounded by academic researchers who are like, oh, this is very interesting. We've never seen anything like this before.
Just like sociologists and political scientists are like frantically scribbling. Like, what does it mean for a society if someone shoots his own balls, but he's not otherwise mentally ill or suicidal or has ideation of self-harm? We really can't tell. It doesn't say anything good.
Yeah, it doesn't really make any sense. I mean, that's the thing. What's so strange to me is that like anyone can look at that and say, well, no one cares and no one's triggered. We all just think you're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they? And then that happened what felt like months.
People were doing it
like,
a lot.
We found out about it for months ago. And then people were still like, haha, triggered. And we're like, no, you're just dumb.
Some people just fundamentally can't tell the difference between someone being triggered and someone saying, wow, you're really stupid. I don't know why you're doing that, idiot.
I don't know. There's got to be more layers to this. I honestly think that it started as like a troll or something, and then people were just so dumb that they were starting to take it serious.
Well, I'm ready for all of the tragedy and farce to like fully compound and reach their final form when a British guy accidentally knifes himself in the balls.
What about this knife crime, Corbin?
They really they love their knives over there for some reason. I don't understand.
I'm gonna bang myself in the head with a shillelagh.
I got coffee in my nose.
Oh man, because that was a thing that 4chan is like always trying to do. They try to make up some really dumb trend. Like they would do stuff like post a picture of a woman with blood in her underwear and be like, feminists love free bleeding, and then women fell for it because nobody was that stupid. But maybe we reached a point where there
I don't know
people.
About that. I've seen some people unironically post about free bleeding.
Epic men of Reddit, satire. Let's all dip the tips of our penises in bleach to own the limbs.
Yeah, maybe just stuck. People are like,
you don't already bleach your dick?
Well, cringe, I'm not circumcised, so I don't really need to. But the foreskin has a bit of bleach in it naturally. Not many people
That's right.
Well, speaking of somebody who
bleached their dick,
needs his foreskin bleached.
Kamala Harris.
Joe Biden, since announcing.
Kamala Harris. Is she trans?
Joe Biden, since announcing Kamala Harris as his VP, has actually gone down in the polls by 5 points. With Trump going back up in the polls by 5 points. It used to be a much wider margin that Biden was leading by, but now they're like, 50 to 46.
Wow, let's see old Donnie wriggle his way out of this slippery situation.
How could adding somebody as your vice president who dropped out before any votes in the primary were cast not boost your popularity? It doesn't add up at all. The voters are clearly hungry for Kamala Harris.
Yeah, this has been so fun. The other fascist party of America, the Democrats, have just been wanting to die. They're like a shoo-shoo song. They're just crying and shitting themselves. And it's been really funny to me. We talked about this on the bonus episode. We did a whole episode about Kamala. But they nominated Kamala Harris, they appointed her as the vice president if they win, I guess. But it's so funny that it doesn't seem to be working. Because you have to really like fuck up to not win against one of the most unpopular presidents of all time. And I think nominating a cop is really fucking up.
It's one way to fuck it up.
That's the thing. It's like there's no world in which like there aren't a million paths to victory against Trump.
Yeah.
If the Democratic Party had any interest in actually winning, if they had a combination of both competence and also weren't just constantly tripping over fucking rakes, like, you know, there's like 20 rakes
like
in the yard
Bob.
And they just
like
keep
Bob.
Fucking hitting themselves in the fucking face. The problem here is they were backed into a corner by the id poll people, because there's a bunch of consultants in a back room somewhere workshopping like, okay, we can go this far, we got to do this, you know, and it's all a math equation to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they felt like there was a need to appease the id poll crowd, but at the same time they needed to go with somebody who fit the identity characteristics they were looking for, but obviously was not progressive in any way, shape, or form. So somebody who was a cop, who was a DA, who was ostensibly evil, and because of that, like, just absolute befuddlement, that's not moving the needle at all. If anything, their support base and the excitement, it's like they finally got their nominee, right? They got a little bit of excitement out of Biden. They're doing like a marketing campaign. Now they add Kamala Harris. It doesn't add any excitement. It's not like as if they got like Oprah on the ticket or something. So they were like damned if they did, damned if they didn't.
Damn, imagine if they got
you
Oprah.
Get a car. You get a car. Every American gets a car.
They were probably damned either way, but I kind of just can't get over how much Kamala Harris was like the absolute worst possible move, right? Because she's like,
nah, Susan Rice would have been the worst possible move, because then we would have had to go the next 6 months hearing nothing but Benghazi ain't going away.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But
I want to have that
thing, diamond. The thing about silk. Kamala Harris is that it really highlights how like if all you think about is what a person's ethnic background is and their like whatever social background, and you don't think about how that relates to anything else. You don't think about how that relates to their career, their class relationship with the United with other people in the country, then you end up with this really fucking inert kind of politics where you're like, yeah, we got a black woman up on the VP ticket, and it's like everyone hates her, dude. You pick the absolute worst possible person to try and succeed at this with.
Yeah, it's just so weird because I assumed that there would be, you know, a mea culpa. Like, if they were gonna do this, I mean, this was my, you know, this was my prediction that they would go with Kamala because you have to, right? Like, I mean, by the logic of being a liberal, like, you can't nominate two white guys or whatever. Like, you've got to go with, and they were like, well, we got to have, Joe already said he was going to nominate a woman, so it's there's only like three options because because we aren't a party that is inclusive, so it either has to be Kamala or, you know, whoever, you know,
Amy Klobuchar, only so many Elizabeth Warren. We could have had our first Native American president, but you know, that wasn't to be.
But the fact that they didn't, like, I haven't seen Kamala Harris come up and say, look, I'm sorry for all that. Like, I've been listening. And that's what they're going to do that sort of conversation of like, look, she's sorry. But, you know.
Wait, sorry for what?
Yeah, I think she's just incapable of that. But I think the only mode she knows is to defend her career, which is invariably.
You're thinking about this from the point of view of actually knowing and caring about her past. That's that we're like the like 0.01% of absolute freaks who know and care about that stuff more than just like, oh, you know, it's either somebody that looks like me or Orange Man bad. You know, that's the, you know, vast majority of people who will be voting in this election if they can even manage to vote with the whole mail thing. But the problem with thinking about it in those terms, America's cultural memory. Like, we don't even remember kids in cages.
Right.
You know, as soon as Biden was nominated, it was just like, well, we're not going to talk about kids in cages anymore.
Well, right. Because, like, they want to return to the fucking Obama era, and the Obama era is the reason we have kids in cages. Like,
yeah. Well, no, but I also think that, like, you know, that's true. There's not that many people who, you know, are screaming about that. We're one of the people screaming about it. But at the same time, nobody's excited for her anyway, because, like, that information is like in the ether, you know, and I do think they're going to have to address it. But the DNC is tonight, so
nobody's excited for her because she has no charisma. Nobody cares that she put kids in cages, that she was arresting people for minor drug offenses, that she was arresting parents of kids who weren't going to school. She's just not charismatic. Like, you can put you, she's always fucking like on some sort of fucking benzo, and she's just like. Just kind of standing there smiling when she tries to dance. It's just like, you know, she's just completely fucking wavy. Like, she's not charismatic in the way that Biden is, where he's a fucking goof and he's just not all there, but it's entertaining because he's like your weird uncle. And she's not entertaining like somebody who is like classic and like, you know, quippy and, you know, clever. She's just a bowl of oatmeal.
Right. But I think you're talking about two liberals, to the people who are already voting.
That's the thing, is like, a lot of people do care about Kamala's record. Like, it's not just like people that I already know and follow on Twitter. It's like, I'm seeing stuff about this popping up in all different corners of the internet. And because the right wing isn't even savvy enough to jump on Kamala for attacking her for being a fucking cop, because they love cops.
That's the thing, because the right is already using clips from the debate. They're already using, I mean, the right is going after Kamala Harris for all sorts of reasons, and they're going to go after her for that kind of hypocrisy when it becomes expedient.
Right. But you know, the thing is like, we have a fucking nationwide riot going on, like the Portland protests are still happening every day, and it's like, people definitely don't like the cops and definitely understand that Kamala, it was a DA, like, that's a part. But the fact is that, you know, 50% of the country last election didn't vote at all, so like, most people just aren't going to vote at all. The people who don't, who usually would care about Kamala and don't, is because, you're right, is because of her like complete negative charisma. But there's a ton more people who are like, fuck this, I'm not even voting, I'm not participating, because they know that they don't have their interests in it.
Yeah, that's why if the DNC was savvy, like we've established countless times on this podcast, that the DNC is a loser party. They love to lose. They get sexual satisfaction from losing. They just want to lose. They're that's losers, correct. And they win by losing because they get off on it. But if they were savvy and wanted to win, they would go with somebody crazy. They would do like a Michelle Obama sort of thing. They would go with like a famous person, like Oprah or something. Fuck, they would go with fucking Elon Musk, and it would be a better pick than Kamala Harris. But they won't do that because they don't care about winning. They make their fucking donations. They make their fucking money if they're involved in media companies off of the press around Trump. If think about it, if you're Nancy Pelosi, if you're Chuck Schumer, what gets you the most donations? Running against Trump's America. So they're fine with it. They want another 4 years of Trump. It's been obvious since the beginning.
That's why they didn't fucking pick Michelle Obama or Oprah anyway, is because Michelle Obama and Oprah are already very comfortable. Why would they want to run an election against Donald Trump? That would be a horrible business decision for them. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, on the other hand, stand to gain a lot from running against Trump.
They probably asked Michelle Obama because it would probably be like a layup election. She's really popular, but it's like by running, she would like become less popular and have to go through like, I mean, an election campaigning means like traveling around to a bunch of shitty hotels, talking to a bunch of losers and making up lies about why they should vote for you.
Not in the age of coronavirus. She could just fucking run a completely online campaign and beat Trump by like, I don't know, 30 states.
Hire a bunch of programmers at MIT to develop algorithms that determine what the most popular policy positions are, and then deepfake her face onto a body saying it for campaign ads. Literally never lift a fucking finger. Just spend like $16 million.
That's what we're headed.
That tells you how good Michelle Obama's life is right now, that she could do that easily and be president. She just doesn't want to because she's happier doing what she's doing.
Right. Did you see Jacob Wall carrying the birtherism torch?
Hell yes.
Oh, I didn't. What? Is he doing the Kamala wasn't born here thing?
Yeah, yeah. He basically started a big. Snopes did we're actually fact finding, and actually Kamala was born here.
Thank you, Snopes.
Apparently, yeah.
Thank you,
I was
Snopes.
A little
Very cool.
disappointed that Jacob Wool's grift for Kamala wasn't a little more interesting. Why not do a sex one? Yeah, because he did the sex capades one. Mm-hmm.
And there's already some, I don't really know what it's like based on, but it's like a right wing thing where they're like, Kamala slept her way to the top at some point. So it's like, I don't know why he's not just tapping into that and being like, I found the prostitute Kamala had sex with while sleeping her way to the top.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, he doesn't even understand how sleeping her way to the
Kamala
top works.
Harris had
right wing journalists being like, I have a weird thing for Kamala Harris, and this is the only outlet I have to express it. So I'm going to write 1,000 words about how she slept her way to
Kamala,
the top.
Kamala Harris had an affair with, Willie Brown, who was the former mayor of San Francisco and the state assembly speaker there. So the right wing smear is that she slept her way to the top, but the shitty thing is it's true. So it's like it's I mean, like I said, the Democratic Party wants to lose, but if they wanted to win, they would have vetted and found out that Kamala had done this and then been like, well, that's kind of that age gap is a yikes. 29 to 60? That's a yikes for me.
Is that how old he was?
Yes.
He was 60?
Wait, who?
Yes.
The guy she
But they don't care about that. They don't care about like maintaining their image. They want to lose. Like we've said that so many times. They're like, Kamala, yes, she has so much baggage. They can dig up a million skeletons in her closet. We're going for it. We have our
That's
queen.
That's great.
I mean, they're probably going to have fucking Bill Clinton speak at the DNC and like be excited
about
it. They
don't
fucking care.
They're having both Clintons
speak.
Speaking
of, let's look at the DNC list.
Oh boy. Jesus.
Let's look at these fucking freaks and Nazis who are speaking.
So this is all being done over Zoom, like it's just a day's long.
Yes.
Oh my god. Can you even imagine? I mean, it's like fucked up to watch the ones that are like alive concert feed of like an amphitheater or whatever, but the idea of spending days watching a Zoom feed of a bunch of like boomers peering down at their iPads, it's like, why not just take a lethal dose of fentanyl at that point? Feel better.
Apparently, according to the New York Times, the ways you can watch it are, you can watch it on the Times. There's live streams. The streams will be available on Apple TV, Roku, And if you have an Alexa, you can just say, Alexa, play the Democratic National Convention.
Alexa, oh, end fascism.
Yeah. Which reminds me a lot of like early AOL shit, where it's just like type keyword DNC. And
oh,
then
yeah.
Just like go
yeah.
there.
Oh,
slapping
yeah.
a fucking sticker on my smartphone that says this voice activated digital assistant kills fascists.
If they're smart, they'll sponsor cool. the whole thing through Casper Mattress. Probably could make like $500 million easily in ad revenue. Judging
yeah,
how
that's how much we make.
Wait,
yeah.
Do you think like Joe Biden is speaking and all of a sudden in the middle of a sentence, the MyPillow CEO comes on screen?
Hello.
That's their ultimate gift. They're like, if we get the MyPillow guy or an impersonator, we'll win over thousands of Trump voters.
We didn't get enough pushback on Kasich, so I figure, you know, let's push it even further, right? Let's get Mr. MyPillow.
My pillow man.
I mean, I've always said that instead of Kamala Harris, Joe Biden should have picked Vince the slap chop guy, but that's just
that rules.
Yeah, he would have been too good. He would have overshadowed Joe Biden from the bottom.
Yeah,
you can't
true.
Have that. That's why they picked
But I mean, at
lame.
Least Vince, you know, with the whole wife beating thing, or no, with the whole prostitute beating thing, has mm-hmm. ideas
that's
about
better.
Ideas about women that align with the rest of the speakers at the DNC.
Right,
that's true. It would have been a less hypocritical yes. ticket. It would have been two people who assault women in different ways.
Do you think they're having Bernie Sanders speak just so people like us tune in? They're like,
well,
yeah,
it's a formality,
watch it.
Because Bernie Sanders was the front runner yeah. and he was cheated out of the nomination, and now they that's have right. to mm-hmm. they basically have to give him a spot so he can say, hey everybody, I know it sucks, but you gotta vote for Joe Biden.
Joe yeah. Biden.
Yeah, but what they don't realize about Bernie Sanders is that like 80 to 90% of people who like really actively supported him just simply
oh, yeah,
do not
absolutely.
Care what he does right
exactly.
now. Like yeah. there's a vocal minority of absolute freaks who are like, make the DNC, give it back to Bernie. But like most of us know that that's just not yeah. going to fucking happen. And it's not worth shitting your pants over.
It'd be so funny.
That's
if
why.
Did,
that's
though.
Why I'm like so.
I mean,
people
it would be interesting.
So amazed that people are freaking out. Like, I get that liberals are freaking out about the whole like post office boxes disappearing thing, like post office sorting machines, like the mail-in ballots. The election is literally being like just Putin style, like
stolen yeah.
by mm-hmm. Trump by, you know, nerfing mail-in voting. And it's like, I get that liberals are upset
fascism.
About that, but leftists are always saying like, well, you know, electoralism doesn't count anyway, you know, hiding their Bernie shirts right. and being like, oh, electoralism was gay anyway. But then they're freaking out about the whole like post office. It's really confusing. Like, go get
no,
a
you're
fucking
right, AK.
Because
it's like
parody satire.
I mean, totally. I mean, that's totally true. It's just like this has always been happening. Like we saw that like I've seen people sort of like, I don't know, posting those pictures of them taking up mailboxes and you know, removing the mail sorting stuff mm-hmm. as if it's some sort of like big jump mm-hmm. from like totally completely just stealing the election from Bernie Sanders and Stacey Abrams and all the people that they've been
yeah,
doing
never
for
letting
the past
black people vote. Like what did you expect? They're just doing it to white people now.
Like, yeah. it's such a fucking big jump from the voting machines during the fucking Bush election that we're switching yeah. Gore votes to Bush in Florida. Like, this shit has been going on for our entire lifetimes in one form or
another.
I just
had a really cursed idea. It's like, so you know how, like, in Nazi Germany, like, normal non-Jewish, like, non-military German civilians were just like, yeah, we just went along with it. It's like what I'm just imagining, like a anthropomorphized mailbox telling the story of the mailbox Holocaust, like in 80 years.
Oh,
and
man.
Then they put us on the trucks. Then they took us to the depot.
The night of the long mailboxes.
One of his legs has a little serial
and it's like,
number on it.
But it's like a book.
But
it's
like
a book written
number.
By a lib grifter. About like
right.
it's a grift.
Oh yeah,
right yeah. Oh,
by no. someone who is
that is
like,
incredibly
a children's book with horrible art. It's like the yeah. guy who wrote the like Joe Biden and Barack Obama are yeah. detectives who have gay sex.
Oh God, no. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, speaking of fucking having opinions about voting, I've had one for a long time, which is that if you're gonna try and vote, in this country, why not just put it on the fucking blockchain so it's open source, auditable by anybody, and it turns out that Donald Trump stealing the mailboxes was finally the impetus for the guys at USPS to be like, you know what? John was right this whole time.
Fuck it. Blockchain election.
Fuck it. Blockchain election. Well, and here's the thing. Like, I don't trust the USPS to properly set up a vote by blockchain system, but the fact that somebody is doing it is a really, really big step, because eventually that's going to provide the kind of technological basis you need to have referendums in any kind of group. Like, if you need to make a decision in your union or your party or your other kind of organization, you now have a horizontal democratic system on which to do that, where you can all individually audit whether or not it was a fair vote or a fair election. So that's really big technologically, even if it doesn't really mean a whole lot under capitalism right now.
Well, it's sort of weird because it's like, is this a, like, I don't know enough about the blockchain really to know if it's like as secure as they all say it is, but it's like, this is something that should have been looked into 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And maybe they have been.
I don't think that blockchain voting will ever happen. I mean, even if you can protect against all sorts of exploits, there are a lot of different exploits. Like, you can have a coin, or you can split a coin into two different coins. It's a lot of bullshit. And the people that think that it's infallible are kind of deluding themselves. I don't think we're going to see this in time for November. But eventually see it, it'll have a million backdoors and... like the CIA will be able to just change the blockchain.
Well, here's the thing about the blockchain is like that only stand like the 50% attacks and stuff. That only stands if you're operating it like a currency, which you shouldn't be if you're using it for voting. It should be like a one-to-one, like verify that you're a citizen and you get a vote, which that comes with its own problems, obviously, as well. But like if you set up a local citizen. Well, yeah, or like verify your membership in the organization. You know, like if the IWW set up their own blockchain voting system, they could just make it open-ended so that all of the votes are public but just anonymized, and then anybody could go through and audit it. It's not that it's infallible, it's just that everybody has a way to check in on the process and make sure that it's going the way they want and bring up objections along the way. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a fucking blockchain expert, but it does seem like it would be a much more useful and reliable tool than just voting by a bunch of black box systems operated by the US government and their private contractors.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like the USPS's plan is like use blockchain to verify mail-in votes, which is sort of a little
weird.
Sort of contradiction. It's like, are you going to use the Pony Express to verify that the internet works? Why not just actually vote on the blockchain? But this country is insane, so it's going to be some weird combination of really old technology and new technology,
right? I mean, the thing is like any any technology of voting is susceptible to people cheating. I mean, I think that nothing's really going to change until we have a system where it's not really beneficial for people to cheat. But yeah, obviously that's not going to happen anytime soon. But I don't know. What do you think Trump's reaction to this will be? Like the White House will be?
It'll just be like,
I think he'll try to order a large blockchain from McDonald's. Oh, blockchain! I want the best one. Give me the double blockchain with extra bacon.
This Forbes article says that the U.S. Justice Department announced that the IRS seized millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin from ISIS and Al Qaeda.
Oh, it's Forbes basically lumps all the cryptocurrency news into one article. So it's like a bunch of little blurbs that are all related to cryptocurrency, but that has nothing to do with the voting shit.
But what the fuck? That's so crazy.
Yeah, at the bottom of the page, it says it turns out blockchain can actually give you gangrene, and the only way to fight it off is to soak your dick in bleach.
Well, that's cool.
Hell yeah.
Well, speaking of the American government taking money from people for some reason, Trump plans to ban Alibaba, which is, if you don't know, basically sort of a Chinese Amazon.
It's like eBay / Amazon, maybe. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, what all it looks sell. More like eBay from what I'm familiar with. But the weird thing about this is that Alibaba is not popular in the United States. Hardly anybody here uses it, even though it's like the biggest online retailer in most of Asia.
Well, the what's actually going to happen is they want to ban the trading of Alibaba's stock because that's very popular in the United States because it's traded on American stock exchanges.
Yeah, you can buy the stock on eBay, ironically enough.
Yeah, very convenient.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
No, they have a great seller review rating.
Then what did I buy?
Thousands of five-star reviews.
It had a picture of a piece of paper that said Alibaba stock, parentheses, real, and everything.
I expanded my basement to hold all my boxes of Alibaba stock. You're telling me this is worthless?
But yeah, Alibaba is one of those big billionaire-owned companies that is still allowed to be in China. So it's not like super, you know, on strong footing anyway.
Mm-hmm. Is it not like partially owned by the state?
The state? No. It's owned by Eric Chen or something.
His name's Eric?
I think his name is Eric.
Interesting.
I don't remember.
Well, I think even if your company isn't directly operated by the Chinese state, if you're based out of China, they still, like, if you're a big enough company, they're like, hey, you have to do things a certain way. You have to help us out. You have to give us back doors into stuff.
Oh, yeah. And they also take a ton of your taxes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Jack Ma is the guy I'm thinking
of. Oh, yeah. I've heard this guy.
Yeah, I've heard his name before.
Mm-hmm. It's a big right-winger in China.
Well, better take care of that one, G. We won't trust you anymore.
Yeah, how did you let that one slip through your fingers, buddy? Yeah. I thought you were doing something about this.
Yeah, where are you going to get, how are you going to let people have $1 billion? That seems wrong. Yeah. So Trump is saying, we're not going to have this exist in America, which seems hard. Seems hard to do.
Well, to me, it just seems weird because it's Trump shutting down, you know, a business run by a guy who clearly bootstrapped his way to the top, just like Trump. And I don't know why these capitalists would be at each other's throats this way. Just doesn't make sense. What's geopolitics? I have never fucking heard of it.
What is it? How does it work?
Can we just accelerate to the point where we're at fucking war and we do nuclear shit and I get to do like cool like Skyrim style stuff but in a nuclear bombed out wasteland?
What kind of Skyrim stuff are you trying
you
to
mean
do?
Fallout.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
But not Fallout 76. Yeah,
you
want to
fight a
sucks.
Dragon and
that's no, I want to do Skyrim stuff during the nuclear apocalypse on Earth. I'm going to wear a bunch of furs and walk around talking in a funny accent, holding a sword.
I'm going to ride a horse
if there's any
90
time to
degrees
do it.
Up a mountain.
Yeah. I'm going to shoot an arrow 500 yards up at a dragon and then a yell or something. Isn't there like a shouting mechanic in Skyrim? I haven't played it.
Yeah, fucking hanging out in the post-nuclear apocalypse, just like, oh my God, a fucking VHS player. Do you guys want to watch Napoleon Dynamite?
There's like cat people in Skyrim, right?
Yes.
Maybe I'll do that.
You're going to be a furry?
Well, they're not furries. They're like a cat race. It's like they're up
like
there.
Like an actual anthropomorphic.
Different. It's different. Furries are it's a character. They're embodying a character that they like. This is actually being a cat man. It's very different.
Are you saying that the Na'vi from Avatar are furries? Because I would hotly contest that.
I don't know why. They're definitely furries.
Check out this 10-page Google Doc I wrote that breaks down exactly why it's not true. I've been banned from Medium. Don't ask me why.
Oh boy.
A 5,000 comment thread locked titled Na'vi are actually Otherkin, the greatest comment thread in the history of time.
An important treatise. I don't know. I hope there's no nukes happening in my lifetime. That's gonna be something I would say I don't want to happen.
All the Posadists right now are like, I'm starting to doubt Bryn's commitment to Sparkle Motion.
I'm not a Posadist. I don't want this.
Yeah, she was never committed. We're not.
I would be a Posadist if it wasn't
shit.
A trot ideology. If it was like anarchist, bring the nukes on and psychic dolphins, I'm in. But
you should just start one. Start like an anarchist dolphin.
Anarcho-Posadism?
Toss it in, yeah. Who's going to stop you?
That'd be the synthesis cool. No one asked for and everyone needs.
Doesn't it have to be an antithesis? No, it's just a different thing.
It's just a whole different thing, actually.
There's no dialectics here. We're Spinozists in anarcho-Posadism.
That doesn't make any sense.
And that's why it'll work. It's 2020, Brian. What makes sense? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, absurdist art, take a back seat. We got absurdist politics in 2020. I have strongly held anything. Convictions based on jokes.
And memes.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that the thesis of this podcast? Sort of?
Yeah, getting there.
Kinda.
It's in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just wanted to bring the entire mood of the pod down for like 10 minutes. So okay. I found this article about COVID-19. You know,
what's the thing, John? I'm never up, so I'm
here.
I'm
that's
emo.
Your secret captain.
Yeah,
I'm always yeah. depressed.
I've pivoted to being emo. I was grill pilled. Now I'm just sad.
Oh,
but you're still grilling, right?
Oh yeah.
So what's different?
What?
I feel like you're still grilling.
Well, now I listen to
the Drive soundtrack.
Yeah, I listen to Built to Spill while I'm grilling burgers.
So you're saying you're a dad. You've turned into a suburban dad.
Oh, fuck. You're right.
Yeah.
Hipster dad.
Built to grill pill.
Built to grill, yeah.
Hell yeah. That's good. That's really good.
Oh, remember Chill Wave in like the 2010s? Now it's Grill Wave.
Nice.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, make some music.
Perfect.
Make some Grill Wave music.
There we go.
Well, speaking of being built to grill, it seems like the most common variant of the coronavirus that is infecting the most people in the United States and in most of Europe seems to be a G614 variant instead of the original D614 variant of the COVID virus, which I don't, you know, I'm not a fucking scientist, but reading this article, it seems to mean that, like, even though the fatality of the virus is not changing very much, as far as anybody can tell, in lab tests, it seems to be much more highly transmissible, like 10 times more effective at spreading. So it's hard to say what impact this is going to have, like this information is going to have on the way that the United States in particular is handling the virus. Not much, I would say.
Yeah, I imagine none.
It does have implications for the vaccine. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of agreement between experts right now on whether or not this means we need to develop a second vaccine or whether we can just develop a vaccine that treats the G and the D614 variant.
Well, nobody's going to take the fucking vaccine anyway.
Yeah, I know. That's or it's going like to be crazy
third,
expensive.
A third
and only
of
available
Americans
to rich
were polled and said they wouldn't take the vaccine. Like, we're fucked. We're just completely fucked.
Does that matter for us? Like, if we say, okay, it is safe to take the vaccine and we take it, we're still vaccinated, right? Like, I can't get it.
I think,
but
well,
then
it's
the
like
thing
the-
is, then it stays out in the populace for longer and then you risk more mutations and variants, which could eventually, you know, not be affected by the vaccine anymore.
Yeah,
and then you're in an arms race against a virus. And let me tell you something about viruses. They win arms races. It's basically what they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't like that.
I don't like that.
I feel like there was some hope that the more highly spreadable version of the drug or the drug, the virus would be less deadly, because it seems like that's sort of a trend among coronaviruses.
Do you think that
whatever
if
the
something
plural
is less likely to kill you, then you can be alive for longer, spreading it to more people?
Well, yeah, that's basically what the article says, is that like in the history of like viral studies, it is a pretty well noticed pattern that as viruses tend to evolve, they tend to start to prioritize transmissibility and deprioritize lethality, because a dead host is not an effective way for a virus to spread to another host. So that is just like an evolutionary trait that viruses seem to have. But unfortunately, it seems like with this particular mutation, there was not a clinically noticeable, as of yet, clinically noticeable drop in the fatality rates caused by the virus.
Right.
And also, I mean, it's muddied by a bunch of other factors, too, like the fact that the countries that it's the most prevalent in are also some of the countries that are handling the virus the worst, just in terms of policy.
Sure. And that seems like, how do we know for sure if it's even less deadly?
The U.S. isn't fucking testing at all near the levels we need to be. We're doing, like, you know, optimistically 10% of the testing that we need to. And so it like getting reliable data on what's going on in the United States particularly, and also in Great Britain and places like Sweden, is incredibly fucking difficult because nobody's fucking doing everything. Everybody in Wisconsin is like, let's go to the bar. Okay, yeah. It's just like, okay, you're all fucking dead. Yeah, have fun.
Look, I mean, not trying to blow up anyone's spot, but I walked by a bar that was open two days ago. That was just open on the inside. There was no outdoor seating at all. It was just a door, and then there was just like a bar that was inside, and people were just in there, and it was like, this is Brooklyn.
Maybe just the employees.
I saw people sitting on the chairs that's like belly up to the bar.
All the places in Pittsburgh are like that. I drive through the South Side every day to get to one of my stations at work, and like it's just bar after bar down there. Like half of them are open, and half of the ones that are open are like jam-packed. Up here in Mount Washington, there's like three of the most popular bars in the city that are still banging out like full-scale, packed-to-the-brim business every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, get used to it, because it's not going to get any better. They want to open up all the businesses, and they want to have this virus floating around that can kill anyone at any time. And because it's beneficial to capital, it's beneficial to health insurance companies because they're going to make money hand over fist over it. It's beneficial to people who have to sell like all of the shit to do a funeral for the people that die. And it's beneficial to small businesses because the workers are more precarious and they're more desperate for income. So they'll work for less, they'll work for less benefits. This is America now. It's just going to get shittier and shittier until something huge happens. It's not going to be solved by an election. It's not going to be solved by some social Democrat retard like Bernie Sanders. It's going to be a revolution, or it's going to get shittier and shittier until you're a techno-feudal slave in a pod eating bug paste and watching algorithmic TV shows on Amazon Prime.
Well, you say that like it's a sci-fi thing, but that's basically what I'm doing.
That's correct.
I was going to say, I think there's a lot of people who would be like, wait, I'm homeless from the trailer park and you'll give me a free pod with free bug paste? sign me up.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it has to get any worse for that plan to like be effective.
Yeah.
Well, no, but that's the thing is like it is still just progressively getting worse. Like if you look at the job postings, all of the offered wages are going down. All of the jobs are like, we need you to take care of your own COVID safety. Bring your own PPE. Jesus. You must have a fucking master's degree for this $9.25 an hour job, like fucking sweeping out a basement. And then like the prices of like computers, home goods, all that stuff is going up, even in areas where it typically trends down. The prices of homes and rent are not going down. The price of a car is not going down despite these markets completely crashing and burning right now. Like nothing is even following its own internal logic anymore. This is the cogs in the machine all gumming up and fucking sticking together. Like that's where we're
at. Have you seen the people posting screenshots from the r/unemployment subreddit where they're like,
oh yeah.
My wife lost her job, one of my kids died, I'm down to my last $3, and I can't decide whether to kill myself or I can't decide how to kill myself.
Right,
it's all too expensive.
It boggles my mind that we haven't seen more people just like suicide by cop their way into like rich people's mansions.
Well, we have actually. There's been less reporting about the fucking protests, but those things are still happening. And there's also those people in Florida who are like living in like the Walt Disney World stadiums and just breaking in and taking it over.
Well, and that's cool, but like also like just throwing yourself away on a fool's errand like that. Like if you are living through this time and you have the political like knowledge or just sensibility to look around you and be like, wow, this is really fucking bad. I did not think that it was going to get this bad and something absolutely must be done. Then you already care about something to a point where you're not going to make the decision like I should just go like breaking into rich people's houses until I get shot by police. You're actually starting to sit around thinking like, God, there's got to be something like productive and long form and lasting that I can do. And I think that's where a lot of people are at, like whether it's from desperation, whether it's from political dejection, whether it's just from their like material conditions bottoming out on them. Like people are looking right now for some kind of system of support, some kind of system of banding together. And that's just been squashed in the United States for so long. It's really going to take us a second to like rediscover how to communicate with one another and band together, especially when we can't do it physically for fear of our own and each other's safety.
Right. And also during all of this, ProPublica reported today that the NYPD is withholding evidence from investigations into police abuse. Like, obviously, that's completely something anyone would have assumed. However, I guess right. this is sort of a this is sort of an article of proof where judges are saying this would you should they should all be held in contempt because they the judge who ordered the NYPD to use body cameras said that because they're just not giving lawyers the evidence that they're supposed to have, which is obviously completely illegal. But the thing is like nobody is holding anybody accountable at all.
And who could? Because yeah. it's like they're the cops and they're the ones with the guns. Like at the end of the day, a judge ordering someone to do something is just saying, do this or I'll call the cops on you, basically.
Yeah.
Like who else enforces it?
And then so to me it's like the only people who are holding anyone accountable is gonna be the people. Mm-hmm. There's going to have to be a certain point where people understand that your job now, our job as citizens is to arrest the cops.
Yeah. And it is a good precedent to be like, oh, so a court can say something and it just doesn't mean anything if people with guns are like, nuh-uh, that's not true.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's where power grows from. I think a really cool guy said that one time.
Yeah. Rick Sanchez, I think, said
that's
that.
That's correct.
I'm Pickle Rick! I turned myself into a cultural revolution, Morty. I'm Pig Iron Rick.
I wonder how much Justin Roiland would charge for
a cameo
of him saying revolutionary quotes.
He probably traded for like voice. one look at some e-girl's feet. That guy's a major sex pest.
Oh yeah. Right.
Or both of the Rick and Morty guys is a sex pest. I don't know. Some good animation though.
Dan Harmon basically like Me Too'd himself, and I think the woman was like, thanks for apologizing, you know, like this means a lot.
But didn't he also just end up Me Too'ing himself again?
Oh shit, I think maybe
like
yeah.
this week.
Oh god, I didn't see that.
I mean, I don't know
it's
why
not, I mean, it's not really surprising
care about this, but yeah, like I'm pretty sure Dan Harmon was in the news this week.
He's like a bearded writer with depression, like it's he has to be a sex pest. It's in his DNA.
Yeah, pretty much.
No. It was just one of those stupid Twitter things where they were like, Rick and Morty's canceled party because of this thing that happened in 2009.
Oh, okay. You know, I mean, you hear about Genghis Khan? I can't believe one of my faves was implicated.
Is that true? Did somebody do that?
What, cancel Genghis Khan?
Were people like mad at Genghis Khan?
Well, there were just tweets that were like, Genghis Khan did all of this stuff. He raped and pillaged. I don't really know who they were like.
Who is standing
exactly.
Genghis Khan? It's like, why do you need to cancel somebody from history that doesn't have like an active group of people that are standing him? I don't get it.
So but it's 13th century cosplay and LARP community would like a word with you, Todd.
All right, fair.
But it's also like, I mean, he's not even like, he's not even someone who has relevance in politics now.
Yeah,
like, no one is even like a conist.
We're the party of Genghis Khan.
He's like half the world's great, 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 great grandfather. Like, are you really going to do that to your own family? How can you cancel your great granddad?
Yeah,
me with a time machine. I'm your great, 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 great grandson, and you're canceled. What is canceled?
What is canceled? It's just, I mean, Genghis Khan's response would be to stab you in the face.
He would stab you through the potty with a spear.
Well, we are out of things to talk about.
We're canceling ourselves now, folks. get ready for the epic self call out on Twitter at WeedPod.
Yeah, she just keeps getting worse, and there's like less and less to talk about because nobody's going outside. I don't know. All these podcasts just keep going. You know,
I mean, there's nothing else to do but talk on the internet.
Yeah,
yeah. Fuck. And like the fucking more people are starting podcasts than ever before now because it's one of the only ways to fucking communicate with other people. Everybody's streaming. Everybody's podcasting.
Yeah, what we need to do is start a podcasters union that like if you don't have if you're not licensed from the podcast union, you don't get to have listeners. You know, we need like because there's too many scabs coming in and giving away their podcast for free. You know, the podcast union needs to come in and bust up some scabs.
Wait, who's scabbing?
the new people that are starting new podcasts. There needs to be a barrier to entry enforced by the people that arbitrarily started doing the thing before the other people started doing it.
So I think there should be a barrier to success. I think we should take all of the fucking PodSave America guys' money and just give everybody else in the country podcasting equipment. Democratize the podcasting process a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is able to if they want
to. We can,
and just also, I just want to punch the Pod Johns in the face, so any excuse to get to do that.
I hate those guys. I follow Jon Favreau just to like see what they're up to, and every so often I'm like, oh, who retweeted this? Oh, right, it's that freak. He would post something dumb and shit like this. Yeah, ideally it would be like the when there's a power outage in New York and tons of people like went into electronic stores and like stole mixers and like recording equipment and stuff and started making hip hop.
There was
like an immediate explosion. We just need that, but with podcasts.
The podcast revolution.
Mm-hmm. People break into guitar centers.
And then there'll be
what about gun stores?
That too.
What about
what are they doing?
What about an Amazon exploit that just like lets you order things for free? That's what we really need. Mm, like two or three days with that exploit open, and you could have everybody armed and podcasting in no fucking time at all.
Can you buy guns on Amazon?
I do not know, actually.
Let's find out.
Let's see.
I don't think you can. However,
a while ago we had a
question from a listener, which was about arming yourself. I don't remember the question exactly.
I remember this answer.
I discovered on Twitter that you can now 3D print your own guns, and they work.
Kinda.
What do you mean, kind of?
Like the technology has gotten better? I thought you could do that for a while, but they were just kind of like very unreliable, and pretty much all gun experts were like, "You're really risking blowing up your hand."
That's the thing. All of the gun cucks who have spent actual money on real guns that weren't 3D printed are dealing with a sunk cost fallacy, where they think that just because they spent hundreds of dollars on a real manufactured metal gun, that plastic guns that are 3D printed are not as good. But the reality is that the technology has caught up, and you no longer have to be cucked by being reliant on a gun manufacturer.
That
print
rules.
It in your home for the price of a 3D printer and some material.
I'm signing up on
publicly available designs.
I'm signing up on a P2P gun sharing service right now, Brapster.org.
Brapster.
You wouldn't download a gun.
I would.
Oh.
Fuck you. Yeah. I would if I could.
Yeah, I have a 3D printer and the material. So please send me that. Please send me that.
Apparently you can buy airsoft guns on Amazon, but even those, when I click on it, it's like, this item cannot be shipped to your location.
It's so weird that we live in a country where we have the Second Amendment, and then I can't buy
Jeff Bezos. I can't order a gun to my house.
It's really fucked up.
Why are they stamping on my Second Amendment rights?
Wait a minute. Why can you get Chinese food delivered to your house, but not a gun? Jeez.
Oh.
And the communists are taking over through my food. They're feeding me MSG to make me a pink-pilled commie.
Mm-hmm.
Is it any wonder that when I feel like ordering Chinese food, it's always 9 a.m. in China?
is there only one time zone in China? Is there a whole huge country with one time zone?
Yeah, there's only one time zone.
Yeah. That's the power of big brain, you know, sort of communist thinking. Market communism is just having one time zone.
Market communism. Oh, that makes me grit my teeth.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's what they're trying to do, maybe. We'll see.
Okay. I think that's enough for today.
We've
I looked up Amazon guns, and it's a bunch of gun accessories, but they also want to sell me massage guns.
Oh, yeah. I got the massage gun.
Different heads was on them.
I could use that.
If you're
going to
shoot yourself, why not give yourself a massage?
Yeah, I have a massage gun that you can use, but it only works once.
But it does make you feel better.
You're incredibly relaxed. Right. Every muscle in your body is relaxed instantly. Yes. When you use it.
Maybe that's what that guy who shot himself in the scrotum thought he had pulled out of his gun case.
Mm. He's like, oh, I'm just going to massage my balls with my massage gun.
oh no, it's not that I grabbed the wrong gun. My mistake.
I fucked up.
Yeah, his roommate who like went hunting that day pulls a massage gun out of his case and he's like, oh no, I wonder what my roommate has.
I'm just giving this deer a massage. It loves it. It's not dying at all.
Rolling around on its back
like a dog kicking the air. Because this guy walks up to deer and puts a gun to their forehead to shoot them. He's the most sneaky hunter of all time.
Execution style hunting.
The only way to really feel it, double tap the deer in the head.
Yeah, tying the deer's hands behind its back.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's very stupid. That's okay, well, thank you for listening to BB Bloodus. This has been the show. Sorry we were a little silly today, but we'll be, as soon as the DNC happened, I'm sure we'll have a lot of things to make fun of. But thanks so much for listening. If you'd like to hear more, if you'd like to hear that episode about Kamala we did last time, you can go to patreon.com/BPBlettis. You can follow us at WeedPod on Twitter. You can go on Apple Podcasts and rate and review us there. It really helps people find the show. You can listen to all of our side projects, Generation Loss, Work Stoppage, twitch.tv/BPBlettisPod. I started a streaming channel. It's twitch.tv/dullcare.
Hell yeah.
Just for fun. Just talking about shit. Everyone should come on and hang out with me while I, you know, just smoke weed and talk about shit. And then that's it, I think. Subscribe to Means TV, and we'll see you in the Discord.
Peep on, y'all.
Hell yeah. Goodbye.
Love you. When you